tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio on LiveParanormal.com. Hosted by owners Robert Zarek and Nikki Paranormal. Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Live Paranormal Spotlight Radio. My name is Nikki Paranormal, and I'm just one of the hosts tonight. The other one's Rob Zarek, let's bring him in live. What up?
How are you?
I am here.
That's good.
Yep, makes for a good show.
I'm doing fantastic. I am gearing up. And, you know, it's funny. I never thought of it. When I say I'm gearing up for an investigation, I actually am gearing up because I am testing out equipment, getting it ready to pack in my, you know, I'm really good at packing my stuff, and not many people would be on board with that.
No.
There's actually been shows about people making fun of me in regard to how I pack my stuff up on the way home. Even on the way there.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm gearing up for a big investigation. And I don't know, we have a lot of investigations I think may be coming up. And
yeah.
Getting ready for those, getting a bunch of new equipment. Some equipment I got in for this one we have coming up in the next couple of days. And then some coming in pretty much every week. And what I like to do is I like to keep it a secret. And then when it comes in, like, so the funny thing is I got a new piece of equipment in today. And I was like, oh, I'm going to bring this to our investigation. It's going to be a secret. It's going to be so cool. Nicole's going to, you know, be really excited when she sees it. She's going to steal it. And I'm not going to tell her. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I already took a picture and sent it to you. I was like, check this out.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm real bad at, like, surprises. I've realized that, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably not the greatest. But that's okay.
The thoughts there.
I don't like surprises.
Yeah, I know that.
Nope. I like to know what's happening.
Yeah, well, I think tonight's show will be cool. Because we have a reoccurring guest on. Harvey, he's a friend, a reoccurring guest, remote psychic, remote viewer, a remote friend because he's out far away. And, you know, he just remote everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, And that reminds you of, like, if we have a remote viewing, you know, on air tonight for an upcoming investigation, being a remote friend is, like, I wonder, like, when he's talking to us on the phone or whatever, if he, like, knows what we're doing.
I don't know.
It's kind of creepy now that I think about it.
I don't know.
Like,
we'll have to ask.
I don't know if I want to know.
No.
It's like
that might
the
be
next
weird.
Time I want to call him from, like, the bathroom, I guess I have to realize I can't call him from the bathroom.
I don't think you should call him from the bathroom anyway.
I probably shouldn't call anybody from the bathroom.
It would be weird. Yeah, it would be weird, like, if you were like, you know what, I'm going to go make my phone calls. I'm going to the can. Like, no, that's not, like, where you do your, that's not where you should do your calls. Let's put it that way. If that's where you're doing them, I suggest you relocate. You should relocate them to a different location.
Yeah.
Maybe he can pick that up when he's talking with you, that you are even texting, maybe. You know?
I don't even text him for the bathroom, I'll be honest with you. But anyway, I'm not sure how we got on that topic. I did the majority of my
weird.
Phone calls and stuff in my...
not from the bathroom?
In my traveling time. No, believe it or not, not in the bathroom. Traveling time. So...
Mm-hmm.
I have a reoccurring trip that I make that I'm pretty sure my car makes by itself. And it's sometimes, yeah, an abundance of like 6 hours. So mm-hmm. I try to schedule every single phone call that needs to be done in that time period because I can crack them out.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And
that's good if you have better service than I tend to. My service tends to just drop off. Real frustrating. But my service plan is cheaper than my old plan. And it's obvious because my phone calls don't hold up. But I'm glad yours do if you do a little traveling. Works.
You know, they do, except where there's the very final part of my trip, the final mm-hmm. leg, there's like 30 minutes where it just goes like no bars and zero.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. For one of the trips, it could be many. We go many places. Yeah.
Yeah, we do. And we're going to a bunch of new places coming up this year.
Yeah, very excited. I'm excited about it.
I'm excited too. You know, we're mm-hmm. kind of coming back to the bread and butter of Live Paranormal with our investigations, putting our footage out, and mm-hmm. that's all happening starting now.
Yay!
I mean, not like right now. Not like now, but
mm-hmm.
soon, like within the
soon
next
now.
Week or two. So we have a lot, we have a lot of footage that's mm-hmm. coming up, 10 years worth, you know, 7 years worth, 8 years worth, whatever, however mm-hmm. we have. I'm half tempted, though, even though it's not like the best footage. Actually, the footage is ridiculously awful, but... there you can hear and sometimes see us, our very first investigation.
Oh, God.
Like, the camera, what's that? It said it's odd.
Oh, I said, oh, God.
Oh, they said that's odd. I'm like, I don't think it was that odd. I mean, odd. But our very first investigation together, I found the footage. It's the one that I joked around that, like, you never reviewed and, I still think you've never listened to the audio, but I found it, and we had just there like a standstill camera setting up on the table, and like you can see us occasionally walk by, but you can hear us the whole time. So I thought maybe that would be cool to put like a bit and piece, like something uh-huh. together, and say, hey,
I don't know
where it all started.
I have no clue what we started
or anything.
God knows.
No, I don't think
it's going to be a good idea. I remember not being real happy about a lot of stuff, so I could imagine I probably said some real colorful things that I do firmly still stand behind.
No, I don't think you said many things that were...
Not as much as I do now.
No, you're way more open now.
After
like our third investigation together. Yeah, it was
like
night and day. It was like you held back for like the first like...
I did. I would call it proper.
Day.
Proper
yeah,
for me.
The first like day.
People will deny that it's me because they won't be hearing the F-bomb every 3 seconds probably. I mean, still some, I'm sure.
No,
not as many.
No, seriously, like the first three investigations, like nothing. And then like investigation four, you just like put it out there like, this is who I really am. And you're either going to dig it or not. And then...
Right, and I don't care either way.
Yeah, F this, F that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's me.
But I actually have that footage, so I could probably put something together, like where it all started.
Oh, Lord, that might be bad.
It's so long ago that they only had black and white cameras then.
Oh, no, I was going to say, and you had to reel the reel, like, audio. Oh, my God.
It's on a tape deck, and it doesn't.
That's
the funny part. Is like, I'm pretty sure they didn't even have
VHS or something.
Yeah, it was an old school tape VHS that I had it on a big. You see me grabbing and walking around there on my shoulder. It was really bad.
Yeah, it's like 40 pounds. Yeah, it's great. That's great.
Well, actually, it's funny. Back then, that's when that there were just standard cameras. And if it had night vision, it was in black and white.
Yeah.
It wasn't, like, even green back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a standard, you know, standard definition camera.
It was just definition. It wasn't even standard. Standard was the upgrade. Oh,
yeah,
great.
It was funny. I was like, maybe I'll plug this in, and that's what it is. So.
Oh my. Wow. Hmm. Well, I think our guest is here. He's been listening to us forever.
Yeah. He probably has no idea what
we're
talking
about.
Hopefully, he caught. Hopefully
no, he's been here. He's been here. He's been here.
He caught the
bathroom
part. That's cool.
I don't know. I don't remember. It's so long ago. Hold on. Here's Harvey. Hey, Harvey.
Hi, Nikki.
Harvey,
have you been hiding from me?
How are you? No, it's just I've been working so much.
I know.
Rob's told me.
Rob
yeah,
has told me.
Yeah, it's, yeah. My phone thinks I live at my work. So,
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
it's okay.
Hopefully
I mean,
sometime
it was better
very
when
soon.
I was hourly, you know,
right.
But now I'm salary, so it really sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, anyways, how have you been?
Mm-hmm. How you been?
She's making
being a workaholic.
She's now making. She decided to actually switch jobs, and she's now making Nikes, and she's actually getting paid better. And.
yeah. Okay.
I bet you.
I would be getting paid better. I would get paid better because honestly, I make less than minimum wage with the hours that I work. If you added them together. And divide
right.
out my salary.
Well, I think that's what,
pretty pathetic.
I'm pretty sure I heard that's what Nike pays. So I think that's
yeah,
well,
that's
than,
my hourly rate
like,
now.
They pay
yep.
like at 40 cents an hour or something like that is what they got busted for.
No,
that's
not right.
I think
I'm there.
That,
I saw a sign on the internet today from McDonald's, I think in Indiana. They're hiring people at $18.50 an hour starting. You know, at McDonald's. And this is a company-owned store, not a franchise.
Going to go, I'm going to go to McHire.com right now and apply.
Right. Right.
I'm not kidding.
But,
uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just, yeah, Nikki, yeah. You need a vacation, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's
like,
that? I only help other people with theirs. I hear this word a lot. Like, I'm coming here on vacation.
Right.
I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't speak that language. What is that? Yeah.
Yeah. And what is that? What's that? Yeah. That what's a reference? What's a vacation? No, I get that. My
right.
goodness.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But it's been a whole
thing. We are attempting to bring back the bread and butter of live paranormal, which is traveling
uh-huh.
and doing live investigations. And streaming and on different platforms and, you know, putting our footage out there, kind of back to
right.
the bread and butter. We have some,
yeah.
you know, some cool things going on. We're going to start doing now every other Thursday. You know, we were kind of lacking on some of the shows and now we're taking over and, you know, bringing actual quality productions back into the network.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's only so much you can do with, you know, people sitting talking in their basements, and it gets redundant after a while.
Right.
So, you know, people want to see actual investigations and, you know,
well,
stuff like
well,
that.
Well, you know, to that point, there's been, you know, on my YouTube channel, I haven't contributed to my YouTube channel probably in years now, but I still have over 2,000, you know, subscribers. But what they all appreciate about the content that I put on my channel is that it's the way it used to be, you know,
right.
just how it happened,
mm-hmm.
not overly
yeah.
edited, only edited to find evidence, you know, and
mm-hmm.
No huge production,
right?
You know, and.
I
yeah.
like
it's
that.
Like,
I like that, how it used to be. That could be our tagline. Like, live
well,
paranormal
I mean,
how it used to be. That's what we want. We want to bring it back to the bread and butter.
Right. Well, prior to 2004,
yeah.
you know, when I was out there with my Casio tape, you know, player for recordings, and I had, you know, what I used for a camera, I had a 110 Kodak. That's all
right.
I had. Oh, and
yeah.
once in a while, I used talcum powder on the floor.
Right. So good old school
you know,
investigating. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good old school.
Right.
Right. Sorry, yeah. I got a spam call coming in.
Oh, it's okay.
That's
I get those all day. Your car warranty. Your extended car warranty.
We haven't heard from you in a while about your car warranty that you never bought.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just, I get those calls at least 6 of them a day. That's great.
Right.
Yep. They make me feel popular.
Yes, I know. It's Friday. Come on. Oh, my God. Shut up. Yeah. Sorry about that.
Well, that's fine. We like to.
My water delivery.
Off.
Oh, my God. I thought I just. Okay, I get it. Thank you. God. You know, I still have a landline, you know. And thank goodness majority of all the, you know, like you said, warranty calls and, you know, hi, this is the San Mateo County Sheriff's Department. Is your wife home? And
no.
I'm like, I don't say anything. And then I'll say, well, maybe I can talk to you because it's a robocall, right? So what I like to do, you know, is I like to call them back. Just when I'm feeling kind of spunky and ornery. And this is how my conversation went just last weekend. So I think it was a fireman's fund or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Called back. See, the problem is, you know, you give them 10 cents 10 years ago, and they keep calling you.
Yeah, they keep calling you forever.
Yeah. So I called back, and they said, hello. And I said, hi there. This is the San Mateo County Northern Branch of the Fireman's Fund. Who am I speaking with? The guy's going, this is the fire fund. And I said, maybe you can help.
I love it. That's great.
And another time, a guy called and, you know, obviously his name is Johnny. What the hell is it? I can't remember his last name, but he's Johnny with a very heavy Indian, you know, accent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, said he's calling from Texas.
Right.
I'm going, sure you are, buddy. And I said, what's the capital of Texas? And he hung up.
Right.
You know. So even if he would have, you know, told me the right one, you know, the correct answer, I would have furthered it. I would have said, so, you know, give me your business license, you know, for your solicitation of calls. Click.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. It's just like, come on.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah,
so
one that I get that kills me is I get the call to get my flu cleaned every year. And I haven't lived in the house that had a fireplace that was not gas since 2008.
Right.
And every year I tell them,
wow.
I'm like, yep, haven't lived there since 2008. They're like, well, is it time to get it done? I'm like, I don't know if it's time to get it. I'm going to call those people.
I don't care. Right. Yeah, sure.
So you're saying
up.
You don't want to get...
Yep.
No, I'm pretty sure I just flip a switch now and it shoots out the back of the house.
Yeah, I mean, that's crazy. And it's just, you know, even with these, you know, the car warranty people. So I went along.
Mm-hmm.
I asked her. I said, okay, what car is this in reference to?
Right.
And they're like, I'll get to that. You know, I'll give the information when it comes up here. And then the whole time she's doing her spiel. And I'm like, well, you know, you say that I bought this. Can you tell me when it was paid for? When did I buy this?
Right.
You know, and then she starts guessing. Well, don't you have I think she said a 2015. And I said, oh, I see the problem. You have the wrong Mr. Althaus.
Right.
I don't have a 2015, you know, 15 anything. Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I was just waiting for, you know, the FCC. They said that they were going to, you know, about 5 years ago now, that they were going to eliminate spam calls, you know, on your cell phone,
yeah,
you know,
right.
in your home phone.
Yeah, right.
You know, you have to sign up. And I did all that.
Me too, and they called me more.
Saying, yeah, they call me more, and and I get a letter from them stating the fact that all calls will be, you know, null and void, you know, no later than 2023.
Well, that's helpful.
So I'm like,
in the meantime, deal with it. Right.
Wow, 2 more years? Yay. You know, and then you have to manually go in and block them, you know, block caller. And then you get this, you know, since it's a robocall, you know, they come with all these numbers, you know.
Oh,
it's crazy. My goodness.
That it is.
Anyways.
Well, the reason we had mentioned getting back to what we're doing is a lot of times we have you call in and we talk to you either during the investigation or, you know, beforehand or after. You know, we mix that up. But, you know, one of the things I mentioned to you today was, did you want to do a real quick remote of where we're going? We're not going to – I can't give you much.
Well, the only thing that I want to know from you, other than just the street address, other than that, because I need at least that, okay? But no town or anything. You know, at least just the number. How's about that? Okay?
I can do that.
That'll work.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So do that. Mm-hmm. But what I want to know is how much do you know about this place to begin with?
Mm-hmm.
So personally, I know
some.
I think between us both, we know some when it comes to the history side. Some when it comes to the types
of experiences
they are had. So I would say out of the grand scheme of things, probably about 60 to 70%.
Okay. Well, that's a hell of a lot more than you've had on other places.
We're much higher than a cold.
Let's put it this way.
We're going to be more helpful than normal.
Right. Well, let's put it this way. Yeah, let's put it this way. That's you knowing more, you know, of a place than you ever have, you know, in the previous times that I've helped you.
Yeah. So
that's a good thing.
I'd say that's
true.
Yeah, that's true.
So when I say something, you guys going, I'm not sure. And then you guys find out.
I'm not saying
correct.
That won't happen. It might happen soon.
No, I know,
totally,
but it's just
honest. Everything you come up with, we're not going to know a single thing. You totally just changed the entire on-air production.
Yeah, totally true.
Right.
We're going to try.
Well, if anything, you know, let's start with, you know, start with the number. Give me the number.
Give me the number. It is 1-2.
12?
Yep.
That's
it. Yeah, I could have said 12.
Yep, that's the next one.
With the 1.
Okay.
It sounds
well, first
much
I
more
thought
dramatic.
You go 1 and a 2 and a 3. Okay, so it's 12.
No, just 1, 2.
Okay.
Yeah, 1.
I could have said 12,
okay.
But I thought it was more dramatic.
AKA 12. We got you, bro.
Wow. So this is either a really small area, you know, that this is in, or it happens to be some of the first, you know, things in the area. So one of the first things, Rob, that I'm picking up on is I feel there's resentment, okay? It's just, it's something, it's a resentment, and it feel, you know, the feeling is ashamed. The attitude is cocky at one point, but kind of lost its luster. Does any of that make any sense?
You know, we have investigated there prior to coming, you know, going there on this week. And we have gotten, that one time we went there, we had gotten a bunch of swearing.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be relevant.
Okay. All right. And you know, as far as the swearing,
it
sounds
wasn't from
like,
Nicole. It was from the actual spirit.
No, I get it.
Yeah.
But to me, it feels like it was intended to be hurtful. Is this correct?
Somewhat, yeah.
I think so. There might have been like FUs and stuff, so maybe it was like directly.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is, you know, what I'm sensing is, you know, the agitation, the ashamed, you know, being ashamed, and I feel possibly the energy that's there is ashamed that it even has to do this. You know, that it's trying to. I feel that it tries to show dominance, you know, with the people that are around or who own it or are there, you know. And to me, it kind of feels like almost like a bully almost, or how a you know, a bully in life would act. I can be wrong, but I'm getting kind of a, like, body odor. Does that make any sense? Something about a body odor or
an odor
off
for sure.
Smell?
Yes.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but it's kind of strange because it could be in one spot for a bit, but then it's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that.
And to me, it smells like sour body odor. That's the best I can describe it.
That's probably accurate.
Okay.
I can see that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel when this is registered, when people register this, I feel that prior them smelling this, I feel that, or even when they smell this, it's like people's moods change. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This is why I said agitation.
Yes.
You know, because if you are in the same space as this funky odor, you know, where the swearing comes from, and, you know, it's just out of the blue will hit somebody, you know, just make him agitated, and they don't know why. You know, and it's almost like they start panting almost. That's how agitated they get or could get. But the funny thing is let me ask you this. Is there also an audible laughing, like a man laugh? Is this experience there?
Yeah, I believe so.
I believe so too.
It's more of a chortle, like, haha, fuck you, got you. Hard my French, didn't mean to say that. Oh, wait, you're not regulated by the FCC.
You're good.
Anyways, I'm sorry, but I retract. You know, I didn't mean to say that. That was my other Gemini saying, move over, let me talk. So I'm also picking up that people who are in this space, they have to watch their back. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So
yeah, it does.
Let me ask you, has there been I have a feeling that when pressed, this entity, when he's really agitated, and to me it's definitely a male, and I feel that sour body odor, I think, is a mixture of alcohol and just bad hygiene in life. Okay? But I feel that, you know, when I say people have to watch their back, I feel that he marks people physically, the ones that he knows that he can really work up into a tizzy. You know, it can be from, you know, bizarre bruises to, you know, that people can't explain to welts, not just scratches, but actual some good size welts. And here's something. Okay. Has anybody had the sensation of their skin was burning in one spot?
Yes.
Okay.
I believe so.
So, yeah. So this is how it's weird. And I've never, this is the first time I'm going to say this. I've never said this before. I can honestly say, but I feel what happens is is that this energy can take a bit of its energy and you know, and put it into a person, and then they can lead mm-hmm. with it. It's like, you know, the main entity stays in that place, at that number 12 place, but mm-hmm. he embeds a little bit of his energy into some people, and it just waylays them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking people who are overly tired. They don't understand it. They can't really function. They're like in a fog, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll dissipate. But, you know, if the people come back, you know, then it happens to them again. Maybe not as bad, but I just really feel that this particular energy has a couple of people that he likes to really, you know, have his time with because he can,
mm-hmm.
if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so Nikki, this
mm-hmm.
is going to sound strange, but I have a feeling
okay.
that he just really doesn't like women at all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be careful.
Okay.
Literally watch your back. You know, Rob, watch her back. You know,
mm-hmm.
I know you're a tough cookie. I really do, Nikki. I've known you for a while
mm-hmm.
and you're tough.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen you, you know, stand up to, you know, to bully spirits and they back down.
Mm-hmm.
But they do say
mm-hmm.
some choice things about you, and I've heard them.
No,
you
I'm
know?
Sure, and I know that. And I say choice
I,
things right
people
back.
People say the same thing.
Living or dead, I don't
people,
care.
I know people that are alive.
Right,
a ton of
right.
Things.
So, right. So I'm just saying, I have a feeling. I have a feeling this energy. Let me ask you this, because.
Uh-huh.
I can be wrong, but this number, this 12, this
mm-hmm.
building,
uh-huh.
would you say it's bigger, longer than it is wide?
Yes.
Okay.
What
did
you say, Rob?
And
yeah.
Yeah. So
it's
me.
It's not too wide.
Yeah, not too wide.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way: the actual length of it is much longer than it
mm-hmm.
is the width wise.
Yes.
Like long and skinny. So
yeah.
So I'm also getting. I'm just assuming this has an upstairs. Is this correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm being, you know, I can be wrong, but has the upstairs windows? Do people experience them shaking? Or making kind of like this vibrating?
Yes, because I think we experienced that. Uh-huh.
Right. So this particular male foul-smelling, sour-smelling entity, he's intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, this part's going to sound bizarre, but he is not originally of that place. Okay?
Right.
I have a feeling that he died in close proximity of the place,
mm-hmm.
and just when he realized he was passed over,
mm-hmm.
and I can be wrong, but I feel that I'm getting 1910, if that means anything. You know, I don't know
okay.
if that's a year, if that's just another number, but early...
Mm-hmm.
I'm 1910, I want to say early 20th century. There's a connection
okay.
with this person or what's left of him, the energy, you know. And I have a feeling that he passed in close proximity to the house. I don't think
mm-hmm.
he was aware that he passed when he happened because I think he was drunk out of his gourd when it happened.
Okay.
And... this was the first place that he just happened to stumble to, you know, his spirit body,
mm-hmm.
and he just sort of moved in.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now I'm not saying there isn't other things happening there, but this is the
mm-hmm.
dominant one happening there. Okay? Now, this is a place also that for the people, you know, people need to watch out. As, you know, we've had this talk, you know, previously, this is also, I would call it a dumping ground place for spirits. People who have attachments to go in there, visit this place, or however they're connected to the place, and the energy slough off and get caught up in that amalgamation. Okay? And they make this dominant male, foul-smelling guy stronger. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also picking up, has there been experienced a potentially young girl?
Or, yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Right?
I'm talking 11. Like 10-ish, 11-ish, something like that. I don't know exactly how young, but but I feel it's up in that upstairs hallway. Okay? Mm-hmm. I feel that it's, I mean, because, you know, the hallway upstairs is, you know, pretty long itself. And I feel she's one of those, she's a peeker. You know, she just peeks out a little bit. And let me ask you this. Is there servant stairs or back stairs that lead from the upstairs down on the back side of the house? That you
know
of?
There may have been at one point.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, I think there may have been at one point.
Okay, well, the reason why I'm asking is, do you know if there has been experiences of what sounds like how a kid would slide down the stairs, sound like thunk, 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 thunk?
Yes.
Yes, there has.
That has been experienced? Right. So I feel this is this little girl. I feel she was part of this place at some fashion. Unfortunately, that was her fun thing to do, and I can be wrong, but I have a feeling that's she thunk, thunk, thunk too many times too fast and ended up and didn't survive it. I can be wrong, but I just feel that that's where, from the top in the back, you know, where the stairs are, you know, you go up the main stairs, here's the hallway, towards the end of the hallway, long hallway, you know, where the back stairs would be. That's where she hangs from there and, you know, can be heard thunk, 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 thunk. Let me ask you this. Is it to me, it feels like the stairs should, I mean, you've been there, but I feel those stairs, you go down the hall. Okay. So just hang with me, you go down the hall and, upstairs, and I can be wrong, but I feel at the end of the hall, there's a left, you know, like a left short hallway and there's a door. And then that's the back stairs that go down to wherever that, you know, to the first floor. But I feel there's a landing that you have to make a right and then continue down. Is this correct?
So if you're coming down.
Yeah. No, it's right.
And so here's the thing is on that landing, there is a door that I believe goes to outside that has now is a non-functioning door because there is an addition to the that was added on.
Okay.
But the door is still there and the window is still there, but the window is now like a mirror. They may put mirror paneled it and the door leads to nowhere.
Well, let me ask you this.
I believe that would have been the back steps.
Okay. So also at the same time, remember when I was asking about, you know, windows rattling in the upstairs, has there been a sound of that possibly, that particular door opening? You know, from the back stairs, the door you just described?
I know, but the doors are significant. Like so you said rattling?
I'm talking opening. Sound like they're opening.
Opening?
It's like somebody's downstairs and then they hear the door open. It's like doors opening.
Yes, there has been reports of that.
Right. That and, like, the rattling of the doors and windows, probably, yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I want to talk about I'm just assuming there's bedrooms upstairs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. I'm being drawn to one that would be in the middle of the hallway. If you went up the stairs and you're walking towards the back of the house, down the hallway, it'd be in the middle of the hallway. It's kind of a not too surprising of a room that's unpretentious. Possibly could have been a kid's room or something, or teenagers or something. But is there reports of super cold air just hanging around in the corners in that particular room at any given time of the year?
I don't know.
That one I don't know, but I know we experienced stuff like that when we were there.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, the reason why I'm asking is because I feel you open the door, and I can be wrong, but I feel you open the door, there's the bedroom. I want to say the bedroom is probably, like I said, it's as you go through the door, left or right, you know, it's a little bit longer, but it's shorter because of the nature of, you know, I mean, as far as width is concerned. It still has a length
yes.
the door as you go in. But it's got stubby, you know, stubby walls. It's maybe 10 feet, 12 at the most, you know, from that door to the outside, you know, to where. And is there only one window in that room?
Yes, that would be the window.
Yes.
Right, and it's about an 8-footer. About an 8-footer. Yeah, it's about an 8-footer, 7 or 8 foot window. Long and skinny, or tall and skinny.
So it's there's more than one.
There is one that's long and skinny.
Okay, well that's the one that I'm referring to.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right, and that particular window, you said there was an addition put on in the back, but it's on the opposite side. The addition was put on. Is that what you said? So,
yeah,
if that's
so
the case,
the
this
window faces
yeah.
the front. There would be no back windows anymore because the back has been added on to.
Right. So, but what I'm saying is that this particular window, I feel, and I can be wrong, but I feel there's another building. If you look out that window, there's another building, another similar building. But it's probably about 15 feet apart. You know, and I feel that if you look down, that's the original or is the driveway of the building that you're in right now that goes around to the back. Is there a garage in the back?
No, but there might have been.
Okay, well, the reason why I'm asking is, you know, is because from the street, if you're walking by the house, you can actually look up and see that middle big window I just talked about in that particular room. And that's one of those windows, like, is someone looking out of that window?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get this feeling that could possibly be something that's been experienced. You know, not all the time, but, you know, just on certain, you know, when things are perfect, you know, it's like, and then you think, oh, that's the people that live there. You know,
right.
But yeah, so there's that. And, something about, I mean, I don't know. To me, I don't know if this is spirit or if this is the people that own the place but it's like these people talk, but they barely move their jaw. That kind of freaks me out. You know, those people, kind of like the Randy, you know, like Randy Travis, you know, the singer.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
He barely
yeah.
moves his mouth when he sings.
Mm-hmm.
But something about, I don't know if it's the owner or somebody connected with this building or possibly even the, you know, the foul-smelling spirit, but when they move their mouth to talk, they don't move it very much. It's not very articulate. It's not very animated, let's put it that way. They would have made a perfect ventriloquist. you know. Like, is their lips moving? I mean, how's he talking, you know?
Right.
And I don't know where that's coming from or why, but I just thought I'd throw it in the mix.
Hmm.
You know, this is a nice little salad going on. let me ask you, has anybody experienced in a particular part of the house, and I want to say around the kitchen area, I feel like people have experienced a lot of pressure right in the center of their chest, you know, then they kind of like, it's not all the time, but it just might happen. And then they're like, oh my God, am I having a heart attack? But they're not. It's because they back out of the room or they continue through, then they're, you know, they're fine. Do you know if any of that has been experienced?
I'm not sure.
I can find that out. We'll find that out for you. You know, and
yeah,
the thing about this building is I don't know when you're looking at, so that there has been numerous renovations to the building from what I,
right.
You know, so basically there's three floors, and on the three floors, it's set into three giant rooms.
Right.
But you can see the headers that were then separated, because obviously one room didn't need six doors.
Yeah, right.
Put them into the giant rooms compared to, you know, how you might be seeing it back in the day.
Right.
It could have been.
Yeah,
that's
how I see most things back in the day.
Seeing all three rooms.
Yeah.
You know, now
right.
it's just, mm-hmm. you know, one giant room. So,
right.
you know, I
right.
guess that's the difference.
Yeah.
So.
Right. So, like I said, I see historically for some reason, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, that's a good thing. And I mean, I've had people that had brand new houses, you know, when I do remote viewing, they ask me to do remote viewing. I say, we just had this house built. What could possibly be haunting us? Well, come to find out that the house was built literally on the same footprint as the original structure that was there. You know, that had the issues. You know. And they're like going, I didn't know there was another building. Well, you didn't do a very good job getting a disclosure, did you? You know?
Right.
And they find out, well, the guy died during his house burnt down. Jesus, what am I supposed to do? Because, you know, I smell smoke and there's his own fireplace in the house, you know? Yeah, well, you know, do a little bit better research before you buy that plot of land that just seems too good to be true. You know?
Right.
Or could be people like us who go out and... you know, talk to spirits, and the spirits come home.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's one thing that, you know, I highly stress all the time. You know, I've told you guys, you know, I've told so many other investigators, you got to protect yourself before, during, and especially after. You know, leave it there. You know, I mean, I have a guy out here. Mm-hmm. He's got the prayer of St. Michael on his chest, on his back, and down both arms, and he takes more attachment home than anybody I've ever, ever, ever known. You know, he goes, I don't understand it. He's wearing rosaries and crosses. I says, well, do you believe in that stuff? I said, do you really believe in that stuff? Do you have conviction
right.
in your belief?
There you go.
Right.
So he just spent like a couple thousand dollars on these beautiful tattoos, you know.
Right.
You know,
protection,
folks, you know, out
yeah,
there.
Nothing.
Yeah, it's, you know, just because you see something in a movie, you know, you think is going to protect you. Oh, well, they had it in the movie. No. What works for
it's
personal protection is your actual conviction
in
the belief as to why you're protecting yourself. And how you protect yourself. Otherwise, you're just more or less throwing gas on fire.
Amen.
You know?
In all honesty, I think no matter what, there are some spirits that don't cooperate at the end of the day. As much as
you
believe,
are correct.
As much as you tell them to stay.
Right.
You know, you don't.
They don't.
You can't, just because you say, you know, don't come with me, that's not the official... you know, stance right. of all spirits. Okay, we're not going to go with them.
Right.
You know,
right.
I think what they do is they may come home with me and they're like, this guy's incredibly boring. Mm-hmm. And then they might just,
right.
you know, I think that's
right.
more like along
thus,
the lines of what happens.
Right.
Like,
thus, there's
does
a lot
he do
of
anything
that,
or does he just like sit there, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
A lot
this
of them are transitory. Right. Like you said, they just wanted to change a venue. You
right.
know,
I'll go back.
So they
yeah.
just come home and go,
no,
like
never.
Bob said, hey, wow, this guy's a chump. I'm like,
yeah.
hello,
this is...
demon here.
Right.
You know, this he doesn't
right.
get it. I'm bored.
Yeah.
You know, then they end
yeah.
up going
right.
back or they slough off on the next unwitting
mm-hmm.
victim, you know,
mm-hmm.
that
exactly.
holds up the Ouija board. Please don't do that.
Right.
You know, but, yeah. So, anyways, so yeah. So, this place sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That you're going to be doing, and you know, you said it's got you know a big room.
Mm-hmm.
So, was this converted into some kind of lodge?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
Maybe.
Yes.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So at some point during one of its, you know,
mm-hmm.
we have the original, then we have, you
mm-hmm.
know, conversions.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, it's been converted many times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But the, you know, a lot of things go on, especially if it was Masonic or if it was, you know, Odd Fellows or Knights of Columbus. You know, they just, you know, they do, you know, those rituals and stuff.
Yes.
But I did a remote viewing for a Masonic temple for a friend of mine in Arizona a few years ago. And what's weird is that a lot of what was going on, it was all benign,
mm-hmm.
more residual. But mm-hmm. it turned out being that it was some of the old, you know, lodge members who spent a lot
right.
of time there in life.
And I'm sure.
They just went back.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so, but this thing, though, that foul-smelling whatever, you know, that's something that you're going to need to contend with. And, you know, like I said, Nikki, especially you, you know,
mm-hmm.
just be strong, girl, like you always are.
Oh, you know but, it. You know
no,
it.
No, I know it. You know,
we experienced that the last time we were there, and I was kind of hoping we were going to experience that again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Rob, you cut out. What did you say?
No, so the last time we went, that's 100% the experience we had. And I was 100% hoping that it wasn't going to be the experience again this time. So I'm hoping you're just picking
yeah.
up on what happened previously.
The last
that was
it
gonna
could
happen
be.
Thursday.
Yeah, it could be, but
oh,
you go in prepared.
That.
Let's
go
off the be. Let's just say hopefully. Or if you can
yeah.
somehow get in touch with them, that guy or them or whatever, and be like, hey,
yeah.
let's cool it on that. Send over that because I'll be
yeah.
honest with you. I'm just gonna tell you how it is. I swear
I can't stand it.
For about 3 weeks after we left there, my equipment in my bags still smelled like that place. It was that
mm-hmm.
bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
we almost died.
Wow.
Yeah, but it doesn't normally smell like that, like all the time. But
no,
it was not cute.
There,
mm-hmm.
and here's the odd thing is, we got there, we picked you know where we're setting everything up, and
uh-huh.
we set up all of our equipment, and just, we're like, this is where our equipment's gonna go, closest to
right.
the cars.
Yeah,
we
unloaded
set everything
everything.
Up.
Everything. Yeah.
Unloaded everything. All of a sudden, it stinks.
Oh my God!
Keep in mind, we walked through, picked exactly where we were going to go, didn't notice anything.
Yeah,
wow.
nothing.
So
yeah,
he was on to you
like,
soon. Whew.
Yeah, it was bad.
Like a dead animal on whatever a dead animal would be on.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
It
so,
smelled like you
so,
know,
overwhelming.
Like, I thought it was like a mouse. But like not just one mouse, like
yeah,
millions.
like a
whole colony,
yeah,
like
a
mouse,
like a couple hundred, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Thus
oh,
the
yeah.
sour Yeah, you know, yeah. I get it.
Oh,
I get
God.
It.
I'm having flashback odor.
Yeah, like I'm gonna throw up right now thinking about it. And
yeah,
you know, and but the worst part, the thing that is interesting is that it wasn't there when we picked where we were gonna go.
Yeah,
so
I
was like, I'm like, hey, this place, this you know portion seems great. She's like, yeah, let's do everything here and set up all our stuff here.
Yeah.
This is perfect. I like this one.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, good. Next thing you know, not so good.
Regret. Yeah.
Well, at least
dramatic.
Now you've got some ammunition, you know, just
yes.
Remember some lessons. And
thank you.
Like you said, maybe all I did was validated everything that you guys went through, you know.
I hope so.
But you do need to be prepared, though. I mean, really,
okay. You
know, because if I picked up on that without you guys saying
mm-hmm.
a word, then,
yeah.
as
maybe,
you know, guys, sometimes they know you're coming back.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Oh boy.
Maybe you should
yeah,
take some.
I don't know.
Take some aftershave or something with you. Just go. You know.
Yeah.
Nose plugs, maybe.
Take a bath in it. Yeah.
Right. Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just and, you know, just mm-hmm. be careful. You know.
Oh
some
yeah.
Clothespins,
okay.
maybe.
Yeah, but definitely.
Yeah,
you know,
bring
when
him
you
back
to
the clothespin.
Yep. When you go to leave, just. You
yeah.
know, it might even sound silly, but go hug a tree just to double make sure.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Just visualize
what
that.
We may call you from there, and then maybe if it does,
yeah.
you know,
I would
you,
like
you
that.
Can, you can get, you can remote smell it with us.
Yeah, we'll make
you
know,
smell it. I've actually had that experience, you know, not with you guys, but I've had that experience. And I didn't know that I was having that experience until I freaked the people out. That was having experience on the phone, but they weren't saying a word about it.
Right.
You know? And, I mean, it smelled like a bag of doo-doo, you know, that's
oh.
been sitting out for a while.
We actually had that smell, too.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's, I tell you, spirits can be rude, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah.
Right. Gosh.
Well, maybe
hey,
we'll
let me ask you
on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me ask you on the property that you're going to. Looking at the front of the building,
uh-huh.
is there a big old, like walnut tree or something that's there, relative close to the it'd be the right front corner of the house?
There is a tree there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what time.
And is it
mm-hmm.
is it at least, would you say, would at least about 36 inches in diameter? You know, the
yes.
trunk?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Bring a metal detector and detect around
okay.
it. I think you might
okay.
find some dated materials, let's put it that way.
Fantastic. I know exactly where mine is. Well,
right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I mean, mm-hmm. What I'm seeing, what I'm feeling is that, you know, it'd be, you know, pure silver, what they used to make, you know, dollars out of and dimes and, you know, 50-cent pieces.
Okay. I'm down for that.
I mean, I can be wrong, but something's telling me you find that tree, get a metal detector, you'll find, you know, a few things.
Cool.
But ask permission
awesome.
First.
Yeah,
yeah ask
of
permission
course.
First. Right.
Yeah.
I also had, do you well, know
see,
if there's any kind
of... I think we're coming
you know,
up on the end of tonight's
you are, yeah, we are.
I just looked at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
we
are.
You know what we'll do is we'll save this till... we get there, and I think if,
yep,
if you're
okay.
free on Thursday,
yeah,
maybe
we'll
call you and we'll do a live.
I should be.
Like a,
yeah,
like
I should
a picture-in-picture type thing, or maybe some video.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Right, right.
That'd be cool.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Would you
want to
give
do you have reception there? Do you have Wi-Fi
yeah,
there
sure.
or reception? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That sounds good.
But,
awesome.
Well,
we
this was
told
fun.
Everyone. it is how to find you, and we always enjoy talking to you, and we look
forward
to having you on.
Well, I enjoy talking to you guys.
We try to do at least quarterly have you on, you know. So
and
maybe people will hear and see more of you in the next couple of days on Live Paranormal, because we'll get a hold of you.
Sounds
we'll
great.
Maybe do something while we're there.
Okay.
Awesome. All right, thank
Nikki, don't be a stranger. I know you're working.
I will.
So.
I'll try not to be. Yeah, I work a lot.
at least think of me. This way, you know, send me a vibe.
I do.
Nikki's thinking of me. Yeah.
I do that.
You know, I'll be honest with you. Every single time I talk to you, I tell her that you send your regards and she sends them back, and sometimes I forget to tell you. So I might be playing a factor into not passing along the message. So,
okay, Rob. Okay.
We can blame me a little bit on that, too.
Nikki, now we know.
We'll blame
now
Rob.
We can blame Rob.
I don't mind doing that ever. Yep.
Right. Well, Rob's a good guy, though. You know, so.
He's all right.
I'll cut him a little
agree.
Slack.
Harvey's very smart.
Yes. Yes, he is.
Okay, friends.
Thank you so much.
All righty. Talk to you Thursday. Sounds good.
Bye.
All right. Good night.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah, definitely. Damn, he hit
the
odor.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that. And, you know, what was cool is he actually hit on a couple of things that we...
Yeah.
I thought was super interesting, especially at the end there. You know,
definitely.
So...
Yeah.
We'll have to pass it on to the owner, and he'll be super pumped up, I think, too, because...
For sure.
I think he'll be out there with the shovel.
I know, right? I'll bring the metal detector. It'll be a party.
Yeah, I've got mine out, too, so we'll just have, like, a detection.
A metal detection?
Yeah, I don't know where I was going to say, but sounds cool.
It does.
Well, we will see everyone on Thursday.
Yes.
We're going to be doing a bunch of streaming and fun stuff.
Yeah. See y'all then.
All right. Good night. And bye.
Good night. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.